Hi, I'm Karen Stegman, and I'm running for the at-large seat with the Orange County Board of Commissioners. I was inspired to join the race basically because I could. I recently left the Chapel Hill Town Council. I think a lot of folks were surprised to see me jumping in quite so quickly to another campaign. But things are not going well in our country, in our state, and I knew I needed to act in some way. And in thinking about the options, I realized this is what I'm good at, what I know how to do. So I decided to jump in. I would say the top three categories for my campaign are affordability, sustainability, and a more compassionate community. So affordability is on everyone's mind, and there's a lot of things we can do, I think, at the local level to help address that. Top of mind is working on more housing and more affordable housing, equitable taxation. We know there's been issues with property tax valuations in the county that we need to fix. We need to renew our economic development strategies for the county so that we're taking pressure off of property owners and creating more well-paying jobs for our communities. And this affects our schools, too. When people can't afford to live here, when young families don't move into our community, our schools' population is reducing, and that's a concern as well. So affordability is huge and very cross-cutting. As far as sustainability, that goes to land use and land use policies. We're at a really good time in the county where most of our urban areas have really committed to sustainable land use policies and sort of what we call smart growth, which means concentrating housing and density within the urban areas where there's already existing infrastructure and also allows us to maximize transit and other services to serve more people in a more compact area. That's what's happening in our towns. And then in the county, we have an incredible farm economy, but that land is really under pressure from development. And so we really need to protect our farm and our agriculture and support our farmers. And that means that we don't sprawl across the county. If we work together as a unified county, I think we can really meet a lot of different interests. When I talk about a compassionate and unified community, there's so much happening in politics now that is trying to divide us and focus on our differences or turning us against each other. And while we are a very diverse community, we have so many shared goals, so much in common. And I think our elected leaders really need to help bring people together and focus on what we can achieve together. And then I also mean that people's basic needs in our community are under threat and funding is being cut from the state and federal levels. I think the county's done a really good job so far of pivoting to prioritize a social service net, and that is going to be even more important in the coming years, I think. The things I think that set me apart, first of all, is my experience. 8 years on the Chapel Hill Town Council. I've served on many boards, volunteered for years and years in different ways. You know, I have a voting record. You can look up and see where I stand on different issues. And I understand how local government works. It is really complex. You know, how to plan for and monitor complex budgets, debt and land use, zoning, economic development. I have that experience. I can put it to use immediately. I also have very deep roots in the community. I'm a native of Orange County. I went to public schools here. My kids did. I've experienced this community as a young adult, as a student at Carolina, raising a family, building my career. So I just really have a very strong connection and love for this community. Our state and federal governments have really just abdicated all responsibility to us, to its people. They are focused on power, on greed, on enriching themselves and their friends in an openly corrupt way. But there are so many reasons to be hopeful, and especially at the local level. It's more important than ever to lead with courage, to represent the values that we have here, and to really center that not only in local leadership, but also in the advocacy for our communities in engaging with our state and federal representatives. Yeah, I think in the last few years, the commission has done a good job in many ways of addressing the affordability challenges. I think they've been really mindful of the impact on the community of their budget and tax decisions. because of the reval, a lot of people felt like their taxes went way up, but the county actually kept the tax increase quite low. And I think they've done a really thoughtful job of balancing the different interests of our very diverse county. But I do think there's definitely work to do. The property tax valuation is one example. The process has systemic inequities. We have to fix that. That just can't continue. And then again, I think with land use, having more housing, especially more affordable housing, but also the preservation needs for our agricultural community. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of integrity. We've had plenty of disagreements in Chapel Hill and many political fights. Whether people agreed with me or disagreed with me, I think and hope that people feel like I heard their concerns. That's the kind of leader I have been. That's the kind of leader I will be if I have the opportunity to serve again.